Now, a Henley town councillor has blamed the county's worst floods for some 60 years on David Cameron's insistence on allowing gay marriage. Councillor David Sylvester said in a letter to the Henley Standard that Cameron's gone against the will of God, and now we're facing the consequences. We're all being punished. Councillor David Sylvester joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning.
You're not serious about this, are you?
I am serious, yes. I believe two things. One, I believe what the Bible says about what is right and wrong for mankind. And secondly, I believe what the Bible says about divine repercussions on nations that insist in wrongdoing.
And you see a serious connection between these horrendous floods we've had and what God's wrath at what's been done?
Yes, I do. This is a continuance of a process. For example, our abortion laws have seen us murder as many children over a number of years as there were Jews killed in the concentration camps. That this is a process, and what David Cameron's done is the latest in a chain of events, yes.
Have we faced consequences like this for our abortion laws?
I believe a lot of what has gone wrong with our nation could be traced to that, yes.
And what else have we been punished for?
Well, I'm not going to go into a long line of things. We're here to discuss the particular thing that I have talked about in my letter. And in my letter, I believe that David Cameron has actually gone against the coronation oath, which both the Queen and Parliament signed up for when she was crowned. And I believe there are consequences to that kind of action.
And the scriptures on which you're basing this judgment?
Well, for example, in the first book of Romans, where the Apostle Paul states that society has gone away from God, and as a result of that, homosexuality has come in.
If we stuck rigidly to all parts of the Bible, we'd still be stoning people in the for various offences, wouldn't we?
Well, if you stuck to what is just said in some parts of the Old Testament, yes, you would.
A good idea, do you think?
No, that is not a good idea. There was a purpose for it at the time in fairly primitive society, and no, that is wrong.
And if we carry on the course on which we are currently bound, what's next by way of retribution? Shall we? Pestilence? Weeping, wailing, gnashing of teeth? Plague of locusts?
Well, I would think there would be. We will continue to go downhill, and we will continue to license the sorts of things that lead to anarchy.